And we also have with us an old friend of ours, old in the sense that we've known her for quite a few years, and she's been our guest many times here. Delighted to have Kathleen Norton Schock with us again. Kathleen, how are you?
I'm good, Foster. Hi, gentlemen. Nice to hear your voices. Sorry I can't be in studio, but...
She must have been on the show the first time when she was 6 years old, because she does not look like a long-time friend.
Long-time.
Sure,
that's a good...
keep it up, Kathleen. Keep it up.
Long-time friend. I got to remember that. That's the appellation. Well, Kathleen, a couple of things. I mean, one of the things that I love when I talk with you is to hear the fruits of something that began in our studios here at WJR, and that is Diva Tech Talk, which
right.
was
right. We actually founded Diva Tech Talk in January of 2015.
That's right.
But took the opportunity, since you and I had known each other by that time about 12 years, to make a public announcement on your show in February of 2015 about this volunteer. And it continues to be a volunteer effort that Nicole Johnson Scheffler and I had founded within the last several months before that. And you connected us to someone who's become one of my best friends, Amanda Lawan, who is the CEO of Bamboo Detroit. Amanda is no longer a diva with us, although in her heart she is. But we were able, Nicole and I and Amanda, to do that first year together. And then since then, Nicole and I have carried on without Amanda as she continues to expand Bamboo.
Yes, wonderful chemistry that is which has come about. And that really is a key to a lot of these podcasts, is the chemistry between the hosts. And I see you certainly have that with your co-host.
Well, also, I think it was shared mission, right? Amanda, who is one of the 20 in their 20s for Detroit, you know, that's an award she got last year from Cranes, was our millennial. And Nicole is a very young Generation X. She's right at the bottom of Generation X, but had been, at that point, over 12 years in the IT field. She is a superstar engineer at Cisco now, but also came out off being an instructor at colleges in IT, and, you know, after getting her master's. And then I, of course, had a 35-year career in the information technology field, so that pulled us together. But probably what have pulled us together even more is, you know, the disgusting and absolutely disheartening statistics about women in technology.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I was Generation One of MCWT. And oh, by the way, Kathleen, Generation One of Midwest Technology Leaders, too, because my best friend, Tracy Ann Palmer, founded that.
That's right.
And the bottom line is, you know, we still, MCWT is about 15 years old now, and while we consistently try and move the needle and have affected the lives of over 7,000 girls and women, well, and even more women, we still are only seeing about 23 to 24% employment in IT among women.
Yeah.
And yet, you know, Catalyst, which is a 50-year-old organization, Deloitte, has about a 10-year body of knowledge on the fact that, you know, that actually is a detriment to the field. I mean, just on global terms, $14 billion could be added to the global economy today if we fixed the diversity problem. That's $14 billion with a B, gentlemen, right? So, and IT is just one of those key fields where, as we know, it drives our economy.
Yeah.
So there's lots of good reasons for corporations to want to hire and diverse teams, innovation alone. And for the women themselves, right? Because it's an exciting field to be in.
We should say MCWT that we referred to as the Michigan Council of Women in Technology, which you've been a part of. You were one of the founding members.
Well, no, I was Generation 1.5.
Okay.
But the company that I'm 25% owner of, Arden Cause, my co-founder and I, Rosemary Bayer, was one of the founders of MCWT.
So
for me, there's a, you know, having come off working for Fortune 500 companies to start the first L3C in the state of Michigan in 2009 with an MCWT colleague, if you will, another person I would count among my five best friends in the world, was exciting. And MCWT brought us together, but it's done so much more. And I think we're going to talk about that in the second segment of the show.
Just before we talk about the remarkable list of guests that you've had on Diva Tech Talk, what is it that women, you mentioned that there is a factor of billions of dollars that could be added to the economy if women were involved in IT more. What is it that women bring? What is that special something that they bring to?
Well, I don't think there's any one special something, Foster. I think it's as varied as the women themselves, right? I've had heard lots of theories. But women, girls and women continue to have the exact same aptitudes for science and technology as men do in early ages, and math and science. Mm-hmm. Somehow, around middle school, sometimes that interest drops. We still haven't completely figured out why.
Yeah.
But many of the women who continue in the field still have the same issues that any woman in any challenging field have, which is balance. We live in a, we live particularly in our country, we live in a an economic culture that doesn't necessarily help balance families.
Kathleen, hang on a second. I hear the music in the background, which means we're going to take a quick break here. When we come back on the other side, let's wrap that up and also talk about Diva Tech Talk and MCWT.
Sounds good.
We're talking with a lady who has a lot to say about a lot of subjects. We're talking with Kathleen Norton-Schock, who is, among other things, one of the co-hosts, along with Nicole Scheffler, of Diva Tech Talk, which is a podcast that is now heard on a biweekly basis. How often?
Well, we publish approximately two podcasts a month.
Okay.
Sometimes we've done a little bit more, a little bit less of that, because again, it's a volunteer thing for us.
Sure.
But all of our podcasts can be found on divatechtalk.com. We recently published episode 63 with Jill Mayorano, an executive with Cisco. Episode 64. Holly Rollo, who's the chief marketing officer of a little security company called RSA. episode 65 was Jennifer Charters, who's the CIO of Ally Financial, a breakthrough company who happens to be here in our region, although she's traveled the world in her previous life as a consultant for Accenture. But, of course, Ally is one of the few fully internet-based banks, not the very first, but close to being the first.
Oh.
And then the last episode we just published was episode 66 with a dear friend of mine, Chris Rzuski, who is now the executive director of the next thing we're about to talk about, which is the Michigan Council of Women in Technology.
That's wonderful.
And Chris comes from Dynatrace and CompuWare. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm just going to say, there's lots of one of the things about listening to Diva Tech Talk is that you are hearing from the women who are there, who are making an impact in the industry. So, I mean, it's wonderful to find out how they are having an impact, and then also to kind of cheerlead that movement. It'd be good for girls to hear that.
Sure.
To hear what's going
on. Many of the lessons tend to be the same. You know, be brave, take risk, go for it, learn how to balance, learn how to focus. Look for a lot of help in your life, right? If anybody's going to have a successful career in anything, they need to reach out and understand what they're good at and what they need to ask for help on.
Yes.
So that's a lot of, and we have some really exciting ones coming up as well. Our very next one is probably going to be a young woman from GTB, Ebony Mack, who is an expert in data analysis as it relates to what GTB does. And, of course, they're the agency of record for Ford. So she'll comment a little more about what GTB is doing, but she'll be commenting a bit on her life in general. And then right after her, we're going to have a few really exciting people, including Christine Rice, who is the president of Vision IT and has been president and one of the CEO and the CEO of that company for almost 20 years.
This is the all-stars, if you will, women in technology and other industries nearby. Well, we mentioned MCWT, the Michigan Council of Women in Technology. You've been part of that, as you said, Generation 1.5.
Right.
Lots of exciting things going on there.
Yeah, the organization is 16 years old, and we've just gotten out our third version of our website. So every 4 to 5 years, we change the website, and the new one is absolutely gorgeous. By the way, I just realized I forgot to tell people where to find the Divas. We are at www.divatechtalk.com. And MCWT's new website is mcwt.org, because, of course, that's a 501(c) nonprofit foundation. MCWT has anywhere from 800 to 900 members in any given year, and 90 extremely generous partners. You name an IT company in the world, and they've probably partnered in some way with MCWT, financially or otherwise. And as I mentioned in the first segment, we've helped almost 7,000 girls over the last 15 years and countless numbers of women. Wow. Right now, we have 13 programs this year. Chris was just telling me on the high school, middle school level.
Mm.
This summer, we'll be launching 10. We're up to 10 of our 5th through 8th grade robotics and tech camps. And
oh,
that
really?
Will be through, yep, mm-hmm. We'll be doing 10 of those.
Are those out at Lawrence Tech?
There's one at Lawrence Tech, one at, there's 10 of them. So they're not all at Lawrence Tech. We have three in the West now. So I would suggest that if anybody's interested, they're getting full really fast, but that you go to the mcwt.org website, touch the programs tab, and it'll take you to all of the programs divided by age group. And if you go into the middle school area, you will see the application for the camps. And
it's
of course,
so neat.
Given,
it's so ahead. Neat to hear that they're bursting at the seams there and the positions are growing fast.
Yeah, well, it's 40 girls per camp, and we've already maxed out the first five. So,
wow.
And they go really quickly, right?
Yep.
So even those in the West, which is our newest ones up around the Lansing and Grand Rapids area.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
And then as usual, you know, we love to celebrate the fact that we've given $1.5 million worth of scholarships at this point.
Wow.
To college and post-college women to pursue tech careers, provided they go to a Michigan institution.
Mm-hmm.
And just recently, last week, of course, we had 450 girls. We have an event that we've been fielding now for 4 years, since 2014. We had 450 girls from 15 Detroit area middle schools and high schools who spent a day at Wayne State with us to explore facets of computer science. And they worked with robots and did virtual reality, used Bluetooth to do a basketball. They learned about design thinking and digital footprint. So that's called Girls Get It. And that's a partnership between us, MCWT, Wayne State, the Society of Women Engineers, and we had volunteers from Novartis, Ford, and WSU, again, helping us with that
Kathleen,
event.
Kathleen,
so.
Cal had a question for you.
Hey, Kathleen.
Hi, Cal.
Hi, how you doing? Are you guys involved at all with the robotics competition that's going on in Detroit this weekend?
Well, we field 10. I think now we're up to 20. We give money to 20 robotics teams, but we are not actively running that. That has gotten way beyond us. We were probably one of the first organizations to grow in our state to do girls robotics teams, but that robotics competition you're talking about is nationwide. It just happens to be in Detroit, but we have
first
10
robotics.
Teams.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's 25,000 people have descended upon Detroit for that.
Yeah,
it's remarkable.
Yeah.
And in walking through the Rinson, I have seen a lot of girls that are involved with that organization as well. And
that's girls good. Teams?
Yeah, girls teams. And
oh,
that
that's
sort of
cool.
Thing. So it looks really cool. It looks like things are going well in that area for
a
them.
Few years ago, we had the Thunder Chickens on the air with us. Do you remember that? The
that was the Clarkston group.
Yeah, well, that's right. There was a Clarkston group that came in here.
I know that. I remember that because they were competitors against the Brandon guys. And so, I remember that.
So, segueing from girls to women, and also from anybody to anybody in your listening audience who is over college age, we do quite a few. We started out 16 years ago as a networking organization for women, and we rapidly grabbed some male members too. I'd say 20% of our members now are now men. Because they want to support, you know, their wives,
right,
their daughters,
exactly.
Their aunts, whomever. So we have a number of really exciting other events coming up. On May 31st, we'll have our IT Executive Connection Summit. That's been going on for almost 5 years. It will feature a number of, it'll feature Melanie Kalmar, who's the CIO of Dow, Terry Ledbetter, the CIO of Meijer, and Tina Abdu, who is from Amway, as just a couple of our speakers. And it'll be fielded by Lila Lazarus, who, of course, regionally we know as a wonderful journalist. Our sponsors are FCA, Ford, and General Motors, and secondary sponsors are AT&T. Again, you could name quite a few. TD Ameritrade, Intel, wow. Microsoft, wow. Salesforce are all sponsoring this with us.
It's so, good
we'll
to hear.
We'll have about 600 people there.
I love to hear that kind of muscle. Kathleen, we've got about a minute left to wrap things up here. And you've just given us an incredible list of things that women are involved with, especially the MCWT and the work that you've been doing there, the work that's being done with just Diva Tech Talk of getting these women recognized in the community for the great work they've been doing. I want to salute you for the work that you've done, Kathleen, in spreading this good word. Thank you very much for being our guest here, for keeping us up on what's going on with MCWT and the Diva Tech Talk. We look forward to our next edition of the Diva Tech Talk coming up very soon. Kathleen Norton-Schock, thanks so much for being with us.
Okay, thank you, Foster. Talk to you guys soon.
Thank you.